Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up.
Woo! This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
Welcome to Wednesday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Hope everybody's good. Let's go around the room and see and check in. Up first, our video producer. He's a dad of 4. Be careful if you're on the road next to this guy. If you make him mad, he might, well, cuss you out as he's driving by. Here he is. Producer Eddie, everybody.
Oh, boy. Guys, so as you know, I am the head coach of my son's 9-year-old basketball team. And my wife's, after like Saturday's game, she says, "I think you're yelling too much." I'm like, "What do you mean? I'm a coach." She's like, "Yeah, but you yell." And I, Bones, just to give you kind of an image of what I coach, like, I'm like Eric Musselman, the head coach.
Oh, you're all energy all the time.
A lot of energy, ups and downs. Like, if they do something bad, yes, I yell at them and say, "What are you thinking?
Wow,
Jimmy,
you do.
Come on."
Do you yell more than the other coach?
I don't know. I don't listen to the other coach.
100%. You don't look at the other coach?
No.
Oh, yes.
I went to one game, and I was like, dang, Eddie yells a lot.
Oh, he does.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. But if they do something good, I'm like, hey, that's what I'm talking about, Charlie. That's what I'm talking about. So I'm yelling good or bad, but my wife thinks that I'm going a little too hard on the boys.
When you saw him lunchbox, did you think it was too much for
too much. Like his son like was just playing defense one time, fouled, and he, "What are you doing? I told you, do not reach."
Oh, wow.
And it's like, yeah. Man, he was just
hustling.
Why
you go so hard?
Because parents are yelling at the same time, too, and I feel like if I don't yell, they won't hear me.
Mm. That makes a little bit of sense. I just wonder what the other coach does as opposed to you.
Yeah, I don't look at them.
But if
the other coach was just kind of walking up and down with his arms folded.
Coaching?
Just looking. Yeah, and he'd be like, "Oh, you know, Jimmy, go that way."
Mm. Oh, and he'd clap.
Well, Eddie, just know that. Yeah. But just be aware. Okay. That's it. It's just self-awareness.
All right, next game, I'm just not going to say anything.
Maybe No. Maybe turn it down 12%. Okay?
I'm not saying anything.
Around the room. If he ever did a good deed just for that deed, it'd be rare. Something else he doesn't do very often is cut his hair. Here he is. Lunchbox, everybody.
I got a new money-making idea, guys, and I'm going to do it. I'm going into the stock market. So Morgan and Kevin were in the side room talking about how they're on Acorn and something called Robinhood. Don't know anything about it. But Morgan was talking about how they go on there and they buy these stocks, and she's made like $200 just buying stocks in the last couple years. And I was like, well, that sounds easy. And so I'm like, well, guys, how do you guys decide what stock you're going to buy? Oh, we just ask our friends. So this is great. So now I'm just going to start asking my friends what stock I need to buy. And I'm going to go to this Acorn or Robinhood. I guess it's online. And I'm going to buy stock.
It's an app. You can just go to an app. There's a lot of them.
I mean, they made it sound so easy.
If it were easy, I think everybody would be doing it. And I think everybody would be making money. But they're not.
Oh, well, they said that they just asked their friends, and their friends tell them what stocks to buy. So
Ray's a big stock guy, or at least acts like he is.
Yeah, I was into cryptocurrency, and then it tanked. So now I'm deciding what my next venture is going
to
be.
You told me to buy a cruise ship.
Yeah, that's still good. That's never been better.
Wait, what?
Mm-hmm. So it's Carnival, and
I
then,
didn't.
Yeah.
Morgan,
What do you want to say about this?
I mean, we were talking about that, but Lunchbox was like shocked to hear that people actually invest in stocks. It's like he's never heard of stocks before.
No, I've heard of that S&P 3000 thing.
Close.
But I don't know what it means. Mm-hmm. Like, they put those numbers on the screen.
Well, what I would advise you is don't go too hard too fast. It's gambling.
And but which friends should he ask?
Yeah, which friends do I ask?
Don't ask me. I don't know anything about it.
But that's what I'm saying. Morgan's like, I'm like, she has all these friends.
Why don't you ask Morgan?
Hey, Morgan, what should I buy today?
You should probably buy some Amazon stock.
Well, see, right, you could. And it costs a whole, that's the easiest. It costs a whole lot.
Oh, it costs a lot of money?
And it's not really going to go up or down much.
Oh.
That's like solid. But if you want to make some money, you got to take some risks.
This reminds me of a conversation I overheard at a brunch the other day. I guess this guy might be an investor, and he was telling the table he was sitting with, literally the worst thing, I hate when people come to me and they're like, well, my friend told me to invest in this.
It's like a doctor.
It's the worst idea.
I saw this on Google. What is it? Okay, good luck, Lunchbox.
Thank you.
Let us know when you're rich.
Woo!
You know, it takes money to make money, though.
That's right. Here I come, Acorn. Is it called Acorn?
I don't know, dude. You can invest in whatever. You can use whatever platform you'd like. She's taking acting classes to help her get out of her shell, and she may get another role in a movie soon. You just never can tell. Here she is, Amy, everybody.
Yeah. My friend had a worker steal jewelry from her house. And it's on camera. And they've already addressed it. It was earrings on the counter, real diamonds. And I just was like, oh my gosh, what would I do? Because now she's faced with whether or not to press charges. I thought, I don't think I could do it. Like, the company already knows who sent the person out, and I'm sure that's being handled. But, like, that person knows where you live, and if you press charges, I just feel like they may retaliate. So that was my advice to her, but I don't know what she's going to end up doing, and I was just curious what you would do.
I was looking up, like, if you steal from somebody's house, obviously it's a felony depending on how much you stole. Jewelry, I assume.
Diamonds.
I know.
Diamond earrings.
I mean, you can't be worried about them retaliating, because then nobody would turn anything in.
That's correct.
I know, but that's always my problem.
But I say that, though, scared of life. Myself, I would turn him. I turn him in.
Okay.
You owe it because they'll steal from somebody else. This is not an only time stealer. And if they have this job where they're in,
well, I don't know if they have the job anymore.
No, I mean just if it's their job, they're doing it somewhere else.
Yeah.
But I get it. That's felony stuff there. Mm-hmm.
And just a reminder too, if you have people coming over, it sucks. But like maybe go around your house and be like, what do I need to put away?
Or just don't have diamonds.
They were a gift. Just put away your diamond. Yeah, I'm just saying she had them on the kitchen counter.
It's your house. You expect people not to steal when they're in your house.
Right.
Ray, what you got?
From Mount Pine, Arkansas, at the Grammys, he wore an expensive suit I want to steal, and he's known for always keeping it real.
Thank you.
Bobby Bones.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I didn't have to pay for that suit, by the way. It's a weird situation. I don't know. I didn't have to pay for it, so don't hold it against me. So there's a guy named Joey Swole that I follow on TikTok. You guys know Joey Swole?
No.
Massive, by the way. He's just written. You would be like, why do I want to follow this guy that's like a bodybuilder? But he's like a positive bodybuilder. But what he's done, though, there are all these videos that mostly women were making in the gym. And they'd be like, I can't even work out because this guy's staring at me. And they'd be in like in a mirror. But the guy's not even really staring at them. They just like happen to look at him. So they would like put all these people on blast for no reason. And the culture got so bad where people were just recording guys in the gym. And so he would go on now and he like, we'll stitch on, and it'll play, and he'll be like, no, this is not what happened. This guy was doing this. He's so positive, he's starting to shut down this thing that people are doing. And he's like, you don't want this one guy looking at you work out, but you're making a video to post on social media with your butt right in the camera where you want everybody to see it for views. And so then, once they try to out these, then they shut their account. It's the most positive, hilarious, shaming thing I've ever seen in my life.
Wow. There's like a vigilante.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jimmy Swole.
No, it's the Joey Swole.
Oh, Joey Swole.
He's got 6.4 million followers.
What?
He's such popular. A positive person anyway, though. So I don't really follow a lot of bodybuilders, just one, the Joey Swole.
I'm going to have to watch this.
But there was this whole culture where people would take cameras into the gym and they would wear little tiny clothes, and then they would get guys, if the guy would just happen to look at them, they'd zoom in and be like, look what I'm dealing with at the gym. And then he's like, nope. You're actually working real hard. And that guy, what it looks like there is, he's like, dang, look at her. That's really good. It's crazy. Joey Swole is my hero. He doesn't know it, though. All right, we're here. We're ready to go. This is where we hear from you. It's the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I love listening to your show every morning on my way to work. My son is getting married March 25th, 2023. I need some help picking out our mother-son dance song. I have two songs in mind. The first one, Humble and Kind by Tim McGraw.
Stay humble and kind.
The second one, My Wish by Rascal Flatts.
My wish for you.
He can't dance, so it's got to be slow. Which song would you pick? And Bobby, any advice on how to help my son be a better dancer? Sincerely, Mama Who Wants to Boogie. Well, a couple things here. One, you should pick whichever song means the most to you. You ain't going to turn a bad dancer into a good dancer in a week. And also, it's not about being a good dancer. It's a slow song. It's not even about dancing. And a slow song, you just rock back and forth, no problem. You could do it when you're 8. You could do it when you're 80.
Yeah.
You're not trying to do a routine, and it's not even about a routine. And also, you wouldn't pick a fast song anyway, really, for the mom-son dance. You're not going to Genuine Pony grind or to dip. I put my hand up on her hip. When she dips, I dip, we dip. That ain't happening on a mother-son. I'm going to tell you, stop worrying about it. You just want to pick one? Okay, Humble and Kind. Or pick the other one. I don't care. But I'll pick Humble and Kind because that's an awesome song. And you can just embrace and enjoy the moment. I would also suggest not doing a super long song. A 4.5 minute mom son dance song. It's long for everybody involved. So, but that's on you. I'm just letting you know right now that, it can be long. You know, you don't want to do Freebird.
Yeah, some people even cut songs.
They like, do verse and chorus.
Like
Friday morning dance party, but mother done.
Yeah.
Mother son dance. Good luck. It's going to be a real special moment. Don't worry about the dancing. You can boogie later on when the DJ plays in the September and somebody.
That's a jam.
It is a jam for a wedding.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
I'd like to shout out to everybody out there starting new families. There's a married couple in Mississippi. They want to start a family. She's 24. He's 85. Now, I'd use some commentary here. A Mississippi woman and her husband are ready to start a family. She's 24 and, well, he's not. Mm-hmm. He's 85. He's a retired real estate agent. They met at the Starkville laundromat and he proposed to her the next summer. She goes, I don't care if he's 155. I like him for him.
What?
He said she's got her life in order. She's great. The couple's making plans for IVF. They hope to have two children together, from the New York Post. We have a 24 and an 85. I'm going to go. Lunchbox is convulsing, basically. Ready to talk. Go ahead.
I mean, this dude, it must be rich, rich, rich. I mean, props to him for landing a 24-year-old. Here's the thing. He can have babies because he ain't going to be around to take care of them, so he doesn't have to worry about it. He gets to hook up with this hot 24-year-old, and hey, you know what? More power to him. Props to him.
He's all by himself.
Single clap.
Like, that is so crazy. Do we have a picture of this chick?
Well, I mean, it's just, you can say woman, her. I'm sure you can Google it. We'll show it to you after the break here.
And we don't know that he's rich.
He's a retired real estate guy, I would imagine. I mean, he's wearing a nice jacket. I think he's probably got a little money. I'm just looking at him.
You like his jacket?
He's looking pretty good. Amy, what do you think here?
Oh, no. I think she might definitely have to just be attracted to elderly men. That's her thing. Like, somewhere in her life, that became her thing. I don't know why or what. I can't
elderly
judge that.
Elderly or
85
somebody who can take care of you.
But she said it, whether he's 55 or 105. She,
love is love.
Okay, I guess it is the love part. But
that's
have
so
you
bizarre.
Seen an 85
and 24,
naked?
That's so bizarre.
Like, what do they have
not
in
many,
common?
Amy, no. I've seen Mr. Burns mostly naked on The Simpsons.
Okay. I've seen close to that. And, you know, she's just 24. It's very different. But, you know, love is love.
Eddie?
Yeah, good for him. But, I mean, the opposite of what Lunchbox said. No, you're going to have a family and you're going to die next year. Like, what's the point of that?
Their wedding pictures are weird.
Okay, now
it looks
to
like
Google.
He's just like giving her a helping hand. Or she's like helping him across the street or something.
There is no way she's telling the truth. She does not love old men.
85.
But what if she... Oh, man. It's bizarre. There's nothing illegal. It's just bizarre.
Oh, wow.
But it's a good sign for if we ever get old.
85 and 24. What's that sign that you see here?
That you still care about that.
No, well,
oh, yeah.
But you know they're also saying? Looking into IVF. They may not even have to do it.
Right. They may not. 85, you could possibly still have a kid.
Oh, my goodness.
As a man.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's another story. This guy just comes in, barely beats Eddie. He has 102 kids. This guy says enough is enough. What? He has so many kids he can't remember most of their names.
That's terrible.
Now he lives in another country. He's a villager. So he has 12 wives, 102 children, 578 grandchildren. And finally, he's like, enough is enough. He's basically a tourist attraction in his village.
Wow.
And his wives all now are like, you gotta stop having kids.
Oh, he's got wives?
Yeah, that's what I just said, 12 wives.
Mm. Oh, my goodness.
He has 102 children that range from age 10 to 50. How do they, if they're all around, how do they end up not dating each other? Just random. There's just so many people.
Half the numbers, right?
I mean, I guess that's the Arkansan in me going, how do you not date your cousin?
But this would be your half-sibling.
That'd be, hey, how do you not? How do you know? That's a crazy story. Just beating you out, Eddie.
Yeah, just a little bit.
That's from the Telegraph.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Giovanni Hamilton is a 15-year-old sports podcaster and is a huge Eagles fan. So he wanted to go to the game with his mom, the Super Bowl, and he gets on GoFundMe, says, come on, let's raise some money so me and my mom can go to the Super Bowl.
I like it. He's going right at it. He's yeah. Like, I want to raise some money because I want tickets.
And so he
good
raised...
for a 15-year-old, not for Lunchbox, though. I'm just saying.
He raised $18,000.
What?
Which, unfortunately, for the Super Bowl, that's kind of like for, you know, hotel and the trip and everything is only just for him and his mom. So Zach Ertz, he used to play for the Eagles. He saw all this and says, you know what, Gio? Forget this. We're going to invite your whole family. So I think he has three siblings. Dang. He says, I'm going to pay for them to go to the Super Bowl as
dang.
Well. Yeah, because Zach says he's the youngest of four brothers. So he felt him on this. So he's going to go. They're all, the whole family is going to go to the Super Bowl.
All the big brothers have to beat up whoever he needs beat up for the next couple years now.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And they can't pick on him because he's taking him to the Super Bowl. And Zach Ertz, A+, doesn't play for Philadelphia anymore.
He does. He plays for the Cardinals.
But it's like still a big Eagle. Obviously played so long there. Good for that kid.
Here's
why are you mad? Why are you mad, bro?
Because I've never been to the Super Bowl, and this kid just goes online, and all of a sudden the player's flying him out
there.
He's
15.
Okay.
He's a kid. Ray, would you play the clip?
So I want to gift you two tickets as well, so your brother and your sister can come to the game out here in Arizona as well.
No way.
Yup.
Are you serious?
Yeah, man. Come on. You know I got to bring the best Eagle fan out to Arizona and see my new home.
Pretty cool.
So on top of that, the Colts owner, Jim Irsay, he threw in some rooms for the whole family
as
well.
Why do you keep getting mad? Let's keep throwing his arms in the air.
This is unbelievable.
And the NFL Network guy, Rich Eisen, he says, I'm going to get you all media passes so you can go do all.
This is so stupid. All because he just says, I want to go to the Super Bowl. You know how many kids want to go to the Super Bowl?
Well, okay, but nothing was taken from you. You do understand that, right?
If I put that up, you think they're going to reach out?
You're a 40-year-old man.
Okay, I'll have my kid put it up.
Go, and then maybe have a shot.
Goodness,
that's
I'm
a good
so
story.
Nervous.
I like it.
Yeah, it's cool.
Good for you. And he's a 15-year-old doing a podcast, already pursuing his career.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Good point.
Great job. That, and they're giving him an opportunity to cover that for a
yeah,
show.
Yeah, man.
Dang, that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram. There is, on TikTok, which I'm Mr. Bobby Bones as well, there is a trend where people go, hey, if everybody that's following me or everybody that sees this would give me $1, I can, like, pay off my car. And everybody would just, like, send them a dollar, and people were, like, paying off. It was crazy. It was a trend, and then people just got really greedy with it. Well, I posted one, and I was like, if everybody sends me a dollar, I'll just go find some families that need the money. Just to be like, guys, stop asking for crap for yourself if you really don't need it. Well, what happens is I have $1,000 in my account now.
Wow. Whoa, let's go.
No, not let's go, because it's no party. I got on there and said, please stop sending money to me.
So to your Venmo?
Yes.
What? Oh.
It's legit.
So Mike and I are just going to go to the grocery store or go and just start giving people this money. But now I got to do it. I didn't think it was really... I forgot. I'll be honest with you. I forgot about it.
Wait. Let me do it.
No.
Maybe the news will come.
No. I'm not doing it for news. I need to put it on TikTok, though, so people on TikTok know I didn't steal their money.
That's true.
But people are just sending me money. How do they know I'm not going to just take it for myself? I'm not. Oh, I never... Oh, man. I would feel... Not even I feel bad. I would think that I was going to get hit by a car. Like, I'd feel like if I kept the money that I was just buying a ticket for me to die. Mm-hmm.
But it's almost like giving it to a guy on the street. You don't know what they're going to use it
yeah,
for.
Yeah, but I just would feel not even bad. I'd feel like I'm some way that everything's off balance and it's got to pay me back.
Yeah, because Bobby said he was going to use it to help others.
Right, that's true. But so does the guy on the street.
I also didn't expect to get it. So now I have to go do it. And it's going to be awkward to be like, hi, would you like some money? Because one time walking down the street in Austin, there was a guy. And I was like, hey, dude, here's five. He wasn't homeless. He was just drunk. Yeah. He wanted to fight me because like, I'm not homeless. So that's what I'm going to do. I didn't know about, and I went to my Venmo, and I don't have alerts on my phone for anything except texts. So I didn't know I was getting all this money, and I just went to it. I was like, wow, how do I have all this money? And it was just $1, $1, $1.
That's amazing.
From everybody.
Cool. When are you doing this?
Well,
what grocery store?
Maybe, I don't know. No.
Show up.
Maybe I'll be around.
He's got a wig on and a bonnet. Hello, I could sure use some money. So that's, I kind of wish I wouldn't have done it, but if I pull it down, it'll look shady. So I can't just take it off TikTok. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
To get people to stop sending me money. But I wrote a message on there, please, guys, stop sending me money. Because so now I have to go give it all away. So we'll see how that goes. Speaking of money, I did see a story, Lunchbox, where how much you have to spend to be a high roller at a casino. Which made me think about you.
Yeah, I always want to be because, like, when I go, the only problem is they have raised the table limits and I want to go to high limit. But you walk into that high limit room because it looks cool.
But you have to spend high limits.
Yeah, it's like $200, $300 just to play.
So that's the point of it, though, right?
But yeah, I can't do that. You lose two hands, you'd be sleeping in the car.
So the guy's like, look, if you spend around $35,000.
Okay.
That's legit. Year, right?
And that's on food and drinks, or is that just gambling?
Well, over 7 years, he ended up spending like $800,000. But he's like, you spend like $35,000 to $40,000 and you're there a couple times a year, it doesn't matter if you win or lose. You're kind of, they put you in like, you get free rooms and stuff.
Heck yeah, I need that. I never get free rooms. Like, they always say, oh, do you have a player's card? And I'm like, yeah, I got a player's card. Throw it at them. And I cash in, get my chips. I'm like, let's go. They never offer me free anything. It's kind of weird.
Why do you think that is? You don't get enough money?
I don't know. I can't figure that out.
What you should do is take all of your savings and get it put into chips, but then don't play with it all. And they just think you have it all there to play with. And they think, wow, this guy's got a lot of money, but you never plan, but you just get the high roller status and credit.
Well, that's what I do. I
know all the savings. Take your savings.
I do. Every time I sit down at the table, I give him my $200.
No, you have to take out like everything.
And then I put the money in my pocket, and I go to the cashier's thing, get my cash back, and then go to another table and give them the $200. So it looks like I'm putting a bunch of money in there, but I'm really using that same $200 at every single table.
Yeah, how's that worked out so far?
Not very well.
Yeah, not very well. Full savings account, bud.
Okay.
Full paycheck.
All right.
On red.
Yeah, let's go.
Let's go.
And then live stream it.
Let's go. I'll do it.
No, you won't.
No, you will not. Shut
up. Let's go. Fly me out there.
If I fly you out there, you'll take your whole savings account and put it on red.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That means he doesn't have a savings account.
Okay.
Yeah, he keeps ignoring you when you say that.
That's right. You're right. He doesn't. Do you have a savings account?
No.
Oh, okay.
Told you.
The 82-game preseason. I do finger quotes on that. It's in the books. It's over. It's finally time for the real season, which is the NBA playoffs. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use the code BONES. New customers can bet. Listen to this. $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Put in the code BONES, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours. Again, $5 and you get $200 in bonus bets instantly. I've never heard it that good. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help's available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777. Or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circlecard. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers, and join me in this fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. A voicemail from Jessica in San Diego.
I was recently watching a movie with my kids, Atlantis. I feel like the main character, Milo Thatch, looks so much like Bobby and has some of his mannerisms too. So if you had to assign each other cartoon characters and you have to come up with something different than Doug Funny for Lunchbox, who would everyone be?
Okay, Mike did this last night. Here's who Mike D picked. For me, Steve Smith from American Dad, the kid, the son.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Looks just like you.
Amy would be Sleeping Beauty. Well, that's pretty. That's nice.
Thanks.
I get. Eddie gets Speedy Gonzalez.
That's messed up.
Lunchbox gets Pigpen from
Charlie Brown.
Charlie Brown, the dirty kid. He does look like Pigpen.
Yeah, you do.
That's rude. I don't know who that is.
He's got the cloud of dust falling.
Oh,
where
got
he goes.
It. Okay.
Raymundo got Mighty Mouse.
Yeah.
That's funny.
And Scuba Steve got Mr. Clean. The cleaning guy, but with a beard.
Yeah. Okay, I'll take it.
Yeah, that is okay. Well, that's pretty good.
Speedy Gonzalez.
Yeah, hey, I didn't do it, dude. I thought Mighty Mouse a little more
what
offensive.
What did you want, Coco?
Coco.
That's
for
the
sure.
one you always want. You're
that's
not
me,
Coco.
Man. That's me, animation.
Here's Robert and his daughter Olivia from Bakersfield, California, with one.
She has a morning corny for Amy.
What does a duck wear to his wedding? A tuxedo.
That's yeah. very good, tuxedo. Mm-hmm. A duck to his wedding. Okay. Here is Elizabeth Grace.
Hi, Bobby. I just want to tell you how much I enjoy your show, even Lunchbox, most of the time. Anyway, I've been listening for about 3 or 4 years now, and I think you guys are getting better and better. Amy, I think you are absolutely terrific. Just keep going. Thanks, guys. You make my day.
Thank you, Elizabeth Grace, for that call. You can leave us a voicemail anytime. 877-77-BOBBY. If we ain't live, you can leave it there on the line. Print that on a shirt.
I'll wear it.
Thank you. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
When you have to cancel plans with friends, Bobby, or anybody for that matter, like what method do you go with? Like the truth? Like you're just canceling for no reason, really? Or do you make up something?
Well, first, I don't cancel for no reason.
Okay.
Well, I don't make many plans.
Maybe you're the wrong person.
Unless it's work. Yeah. But I don't cancel because I just want to. But if I'm sick or something does come up, I try to be descriptive and exact because I won't remember and then I'll get caught in a lie later. It's no Mr. Moral or integrity, but it's also why I can't really tell a bunch of lies on this show is because I can't remember them. And someone will go, hey, remember? Nope. So I don't. So oftentimes I just go back to memory and know I probably didn't lie. So that's it. I think that's why I'm honest. Not because I'm a good dude. Got a terrible memory.
You don't want to get busted.
So I think I'll just be honest. Yeah. Why?
Well, so a study was done at Michigan State University because they found that when people want to cancel plans and just to stay home, they don't really feel like going out. They feel like they need to make up some sort of an excuse so that, you know, they stay in good standing. But really, all friends or people want to hear is just the truth. That'll keep you in good standing. They really aren't affected if you cancel the plans.
Or just say, I don't feel good. That's it. I don't know why, but I don't feel good. Something's come over me. Okay, cool. I'd rather not see you anyway.
But that's not the
but
truth.
But that's not the truth.
Though.
But if you don't feel good, that could be you just want to stay home.
You don't feel good about going?
Yes. Parentheses. That's the truth.
About going.
Yeah, exactly. Go ahead.
Well, here's what happens to your health when you work more than 40 hours a week.
Why do you look at me?
Come on.
I bet you probably live forever and you live a great life and no medical conditions at all.
Oh,
no
chance. And by that, do you mean your risk of having a stroke or heart attack goes up? and your risk of getting injured on the job goes up. Mm. Your mental health worsens. Your sleep and your work suffers.
Yeah, okay,
you stop being good at your
job.
Shut
up, Amy. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, absolutely. I agree. I'm a little better with balance, but not really. But I love my job, and I love building, and I love having... I've dedicated a lot to it, but yes, I have had health conditions because of some effects of working too hard. Not the work part of it, but the sleep part of it. There have been, yes, but it's a managing thing. And if you want to be great at something, you have to sacrifice. If you want to be a great dad, you got to sacrifice time at work.
Amen.
If you want to be great at your career, you have to sacrifice. You can't be great at anything
without
great sacrifice. You can be good at a lot of things, and if your goal is to be great at being good, that works too. It's a really hard job to have balance. It's really hard to be balanced.
Well, and some people,
it's hard work to be balanced.
Requires them, or they have to work more than 40 hours a week.
Oh yeah, I mean, I know.
For sure.
There are times my wife has to remind me to shut down for a minute because I've gone from the morning I woke up to the night. But I'm good. I'm healthy. Healthy as can be. All right, what else?
Carly Pearce was talking to the Grammy.com, actually, about making a new album, and she's in the process of it now. And she said, I wish I could go through a divorce every time I have to write, because it makes you feel so inspired.
It's every song. It's literally been every song that she's written.
But I don't think that's going to be happening on this upcoming album.
God, I hope
not. She's not going through a divorce. She just wishes that she was.
That's a weird thing to say, but okay.
It really is.
I bet she doesn't like wish it for herself. But it's the creative, the motivation, the I'm feeling it. I got to put it down. The personal,
probably the connection with others that can relate.
It just sounds wrong.
She's right. It's a weird.
It
yes,
sounds bad.
As someone who says a bunch of stuff that sounds bad too.
But we know what she means.
Yes, I agree. Yeah. Okay,
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Come on. It's time for the good news
with Bobby.
Tell me something good.
This kid was walking through a park. It's Lucydale Park in Tampa, Florida. He was going to school. He noticed a dog stuck in a pond, but it was like marshy. Dog couldn't get out. So he calls the Hillsborough County Fire Rescue and goes, hey, there's a dog stuck in here. Like, what do we do? They fly out there. The dog got stuck in like some floating vegetation, but they couldn't get to the dog without getting stuck themselves. So they got the ropes out. They lowered they took him up over the top and then lowered a fire medic into the marsh where he's able to like pick up the dog like a football, like with his arm, you know, a headlock.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Headlock, yes. Football headlock. He went under, they pulled him up. The dog did not have a chip. And so if the dog owner doesn't come forward, they're going to put it up for adoption. They plan to register the missing dog with the name Gil after the rescuer Gilbert, who saved it.
Oh, cool.
But everybody jumping in, saving that dog's life. Man, that would stink to be that dog.
Are you feeling it? You got a little dog story there?
I'm just glad the dog's safe. I do. Man, I love when dogs get saved. That's it. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Raymundo was talking about eating his steak well done, which I love steak with A1, medium well, medium. And I used to just get attacked. And then Ray's like, I like mine burnt. I was happy to just let you be that villain. Boy, you talk about passion. Our listeners are passionate. Ray, we are not on the team that's popular. We're not popular kids when it comes to our steak, how we like it cooked.
I don't care.
Hey, me either, buddy.
Right.
So here's a call from Alicia, who lives in Iowa.
I just want to say, as a cattle producer in Iowa, and we just went through a blizzard over Christmas with negative 40 and 50 degree days, that we do not go through that for you to eat your steak well done. You could do better, Ray.
Okay. No, I think it has the most taste when it's burnt like that.
I agree that it needs to be cooked for the most taste. And with covered in A1.
Yeah, or ketchup.
So you just squeeze it, you just wring it out, and A1 just drips out of it. That's what's up. Hope everybody's having a good breakfast. Boy, I do not like thinking about steak at breakfast, though.
No steak and eggs?
No.
Huh. Okay.
Not really a thing for me. Time now for the Morning Corny.
The Morning Corny.
What does corn say when it gets a compliment?
What does corn say when it gets a compliment?
Aw, shucks.
That was the Morning Corny.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I like it.
I shucked a bunch of corn on Breaking Bobby Bones with all the different corn shucking technology from slavery to today.
Oh, wow.
That was the whole episode. And on the episode, you go to Disney Plus and watch it. His, I believe, great-grandfather was a slave, became emancipated, was like the first landowner in that town, and they still keep the property and the farm going.
That's amazing. Wow.
And so I did all the kinds with the handheld, doing it hand, a crank, an old tractor, and then a big combine, and I was equally terrible, all of them. Hmm. All. Didn't matter what the technology was. Uh-huh. I was bad at all of them. But it's on Disney Plus. Search for Breaking Bobby Bones, but a really, really, really great episode there just because of who he was. Listen to this. She's 72 years old. She was doing her job. She was cleaning at a courthouse, but they have holding cells, like jail cells at courthouses, because prisoners got to go up there. And so she's up there. She's cleaning in Orlando, and it locks on her, and she's stuck in there for 3 days over the weekend. Oh, no food, gosh. No medicine. Oh. 72 years old.
So crazy.
Crazy.
Whoa.
They're
going to die.
Deputy said they found the woman early Monday morning after seeing her cleaning cart outside the cell. According to their report, she was cleaning the holding area on the 23rd floor of the courthouse when it locked. She was not taken to the hospital. She had not eaten in days. She did not have her insulin. She was able to get water from a small faucet inside the cell. She left her phone on her cart, and no one could hear her knocking because nobody was there.
Oh. Oh, man.
The building's closed on Saturdays and Sundays. It's a government building. She's going to be okay. But nightmare. All that's a nightmare. The fact that she's 72 as well.
And trying to retire.
Oh, golly. That's from Fox 35 Orlando.
You need your medication.
Around the room. Ever been locked in anywhere? I'll tell you once. I used to get to work at like 2:30 or 3. I would wake up and go right to work. I got jumped. Some guy tried to get me, so I stopped doing that crap. But once I got there so early, and I went back into kind of the prize closet area, really strong doors and locks. And I locked myself in for like an hour and a half. Couldn't get out.
It's a long time.
It's like 4 in the morning. I'm just like, I don't have a phone. It was in the studio. I'm beating on the door, and the door's so thick wood, you couldn't even hear it. It was that like that thick. Nobody was up there. I just laid on some prizes. I don't know how anybody found me. I think I was just screaming. That was bad. And then once I used to go into crawl spaces when I was a teenager, and I would take cables and move cables, right? There are different holes in floors. And so you crawl under the house and you move one to the next, go up through that hole so you could. And I got stuck under a house once.
Oh, that's scary.
It was really scary.
There's not a lot of room down there.
They had to come down there and like not saw, but kind of sand something. My back, I got stuck. And they had to sand the wood above my back and then pull me out.
That was scary. Right. The Wizard of Oz house landed on me. I thought I was never getting out of that.
That was scary. Ever been locked in anywhere? Amy?
Elevator.
Okay.
It was like a year, we lived at a loft here, and I was on my way to work, and I got on the elevator to go down so I could get my car and come, and it got stuck. And I remember I had my phone in my bag, so I reached out to y'all. I was like, I think I might be late. But then they ended up figuring it out, and it wasn't terribly long. But it was scary to think, how long am I going to be in here?
Well, if it were me, I'd have already decided which the pee corner was. I'd have declared it and peed in it.
Yeah.
This is the corner used for only pee.
Mm-hmm.
Once Amy's house alarm went off, and then she just drove to work anyway because she didn't want to be late.
Hilarious.
Yeah, because thank goodness I had my phone on the elevator to call you to say I might be late. Because I was considering if I didn't have my phone, I would press that emergency button. I'd be like, can you contact the Bobby Bone Show and let them know that this is why I might be late?
She just left with her alarm going off in her house.
Well, I didn't think about how the police were going to show up.
What do you think is going to happen? Well, these two, which one of you had just left your car on the side of the road?
No,
We
were talking about it because we were supposed to be in an event, and we come up across the bridge, and it is bumper to bumper traffic, not moving. And I looked at Eddie, and I was driving, and I was like, Eddie, we're going to have to leave the Altima on the bridge.
Probably like 5 blocks away from where we're trying to go.
And I was like, we can't be late. And I started, and he was like, dude, we can't do that. And we showed up late, and Bobby was not happy.
Not happy.
What event was it?
It was like a CRS thing where we were doing Meet the Fans or whatever. But there was so much traffic that we had no idea just getting into downtown. It was.
Yeah, he deserved it. Should have left on the side of the road.
No, it wasn't going to be the side road. It was going to be in the middle of the lane.
That would have been hilarious. Ever been locked in anywhere? Lunchbox.
Yeah, I got locked in the closet. When I was a kid, I was over at my buddy's house.
Okay, the ghost.
The ghost, yeah.
And I was walking down to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night, and a ghost shoved me in the closet and closed the door, and I could not get out, and I had to bang on the door. Got really cold in there. Buddy had to come open the door.
Okay. Eddie?
Yeah, we had a ranch growing up, like a tiny little ranch, and my brother and I were feeding the cows, and he said, hey, go to that tool shed and get a rope. I said, all right. And it was one of those doors where, like, it's got a spring on it, but the latch is on the outside of it. I opened it up, went inside, clunk, it's shut. And I'm like, oh no. And I pushed, it would not open, but the room was made out of sheet metal, you know, like the roofs or whatever. So I would just pound on it, bam, bam, bam. My brother went, fed the cows. He went for a ride, and probably 45 minutes later got me out. I was like, where have you been? He's like, I thought you didn't want to feed the cows, so I just went on.
Did you think you would die?
No.
Okay. No. Did you have a pea corner?
I had it staked out.
Corner. Okay. You guys call us if you have a good story. Ever been trapped in somewhere? 877-77-BOBBY. You may think you have squirrels in your walls. You ever hear like a squirrel or something in your wall? Like, you know there's some sort of varmint in there?
I've heard that before. Mm-hmm.
So this family was like, man, there's something in there. So they call the pet control. And so they get there and they found 700 pounds of acorns inside the walls.
What?
A woodpecker was making holes to store food, but acorns kept falling into the holes. Squirrel, they were just dry. It's basically like a bank.
Wow.
There were 700 pounds. Birds were using it as storage. Squirrels were storing the nuts there.
The sanctuary.
Like its own, yeah. It's crazy. From ABC 7 News, I saw that story. I had some hairless rats once as pets, and they got lost in the wall.
Did you ever find them?
Mm-hmm. Gave them to a listener.
Oh.
Yeah, they were so ugly. Oh.
Felt bad for them.
Why did you get into the hairless rat pet thing?
I felt bad for them. Okay. I saw myself in them.
Ugh.
Huh. So I tried to raise them. It didn't. It's bad. Coming up, you ever been trapped anywhere? Call us. We have some calls on. We'll get to those. 877-77-BOBBY. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about, and if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody, because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circlecard. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. And if you missed the story, she's in her 70s. She was cleaning at the courthouse, which is part of her job. And they have holding cells with people that are in jail. They have to come talk to the judge. And she accidentally got locked in there for over two days. 70. Oh, it's terrible. Felt so, she's okay now, but so we're talking about where you've been locked into or where you got stuck. I do want to talk to Yemi, who's on the phone in Florida. Yemi, are you there?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, what would you like to say?
So last year, my friend and I went to New York to watch Kacey Musgraves in Madison Square Garden. We got an Airbnb on the 22nd floor of a building. It was the nighttime we got there. We wanted to take pictures of the view. This was in February. We were ready to go to bed. And I locked the door behind me.
Outside.
The lever closed. And we were locked out on the balcony of the 22nd floor.
What do you think the temperature was again? You say cold, but what do you think the temperature was out there?
It was probably in the 20s. Oh. And we had no jackets on. And we were stuck out there for about 2 hours.
Oh,
in a loud city, too, where they're not going to hear you.
Where if you're yelling, they just go, shut up.
Yeah.
They don't go, how can I help you? So what did you do? How'd you fix it?
So we tried everything. We tried calling a restaurant that was in front of us. They weren't answering, like below us. The Airbnb people weren't answering. They had this number where there was supposed to be a doorman. The doorman wasn't there. Our phones were about to die. So we had to call 911, and we just told them, listen, we're stuck in this unit on a balcony, 22nd floor. Our phones are about to die. Please come get us. And it took them about an hour because they couldn't get into the building, and they had to, like, use this thing and break the door open. Oh.
because you latched the door. Wow. That's like something I would do. Oh, no. So 3 hours or so outside, it's 20 degrees. Is this the part where you guys are all just huddling together trying to conserve body heat? Are you like getting in a corner so the wind doesn't blow you? Like, what's happening there?
Well, we were just like, okay, we're against the wall. We're cold. And we didn't know. We're just like, let's hope they get here. Let's hope they get here. We can't believe no one's answering. There's supposed to be a doorman here. That's why we got the Airbnb.
Was there a big deposit you had to pay because the cops had to break the door in?
No, actually, we saw the review on the Airbnb, and it was their fault because they didn't answer. So we didn't get charged for anything, and they left a really nice review on our profile. So
the review was the latch. It'll lock you out every time. Be very careful. Well, Yemi, thank you for that story. That stinks, but I'm glad you're okay, and I'm glad you don't have frostbite or anything like that. I don't like the cold.
Mm-mm.
I don't mind the hot so much. I don't like the cold or high. Yemi, thank you. Bye. Let's go talk to Hunter. Sounds interesting, and it's also a really cold one in South Dakota. Hunter, you're in Florida now, but you moved to South Dakota. Is that right?
Yeah. Last year, my buddy invited me to live up there with him. And my story was, I didn't have a vehicle when I got up there, so he let me borrow his truck. But I've never driven in snow or anything like that. So another guy who lived there told me to go down this road. And I got stuck, so we had to call him, but he didn't have a way to get us because we had his truck.
Classic. Hey, classic guy gives you a truck. So wait, what'd you have to do, a big long hike back in the snow?
Yeah, it was, I want to say negative 40, but that was like with everything added.
Yeah.
Negative 40, that's like the North Pole.
Yeah.
Bro, are you sure you weren't?
I'd have just locked myself in the truck.
Yeah, that's a tough one. Hopefully you had some pretzels or something. All right, well, I appreciate the call. Let's see if we can get one more in here. Ray, what's a good one? I'm not sure people are, or maybe I didn't explain it right. Let's go to Cody in Arkansas. Let's try this one. If not, we'll just head out of here. Cody, you're on the air.
Morning, studio.
Morning.
Well, here's my story. It's not me. It's my kids. I have a 3-year-old and a 2-year-old. And me and my wife, we just bought a house and we're remodeling it. And so we're staying in her dad's camper while we remodel it. And we get to the camper, we
we're done for the day and we're going inside. I take the kids inside. I set them on the bed. And we're going out. We're unloading the car. And I go to get back in the camper and the door's locked.
Oh, you locked your kids in
my
the camper?
My 3-year-old and my 2-year-old are sitting in there. And we can't get in. We don't have the keys are inside. Our phone, all of our phones are inside. And we are in a town we don't even know. Staying in the camper.
Do you bust in a window? Or like, how do you have to, what do you do to get in there?
If you know, camper windows are so small, you can't even barely fit in them. So I'm sitting there trying to yank every window, yank every door. Can't get them open. So finally, we hear to see this lady walking, you know, in the camper area. And we were screaming, hey, call the cops. We can't get in our camper. We can't get in here. You know, our kids are in there. We hear them in there, and we didn't know tell them what they're doing. So finally, we had to call the fire department, and they came and busted the hole in the camper door and ripped it off.
Oh, that's crazy. Wow. Okay, we ended strong.
Okay.
We started strong, we ended strong. We had a little moment there in the middle. But everybody, the kids were good, Cody?
Yeah, they acted like they didn't even care.
Probably didn't.
The camper was, that was for sure.
Thank you for the call. I appreciate that. Dang. I imagine having your kids be locked in somewhere and not be able to get to them is pretty scary.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Thank you for the calls. We'll move on. Huntsbox just said to me, you made E! News. I was like, yeah, I just worked for E! For 2 days. I'm probably on their website. He goes, no. How am I in this Chrisley saga?
Dude, this is awesome.
I've never even known. We've had to bring on experts to tell us what was going on, but go ahead. Just fill me in on what you saw over there.
Savannah Chrisley calls out Bobby Bones for his comments about her parents' legal troubles.
Not troubles. They're in jail. Legal troubles.
Yeah, they're
that's
in jail.
You're in, you've been found guilty. You're in prison. There's no legal troubles. Why? What did I say that was so controversial? Because I haven't. I'm not afraid to, but I haven't said anything except they...
She said, the only thing you said is accurate is, yes, both my parents are incarcerated. That would be one thing that you are correct on. And she said, all I ask is for mutual respect and decency, but for now, I will meet you where you came from me. And I guess on social media is what she's saying. But
as
I don't
for the comments on what, here, this is what I was asking for. As for what comments Savannah was referring to, apparently this is what I said on yesterday's show. Quote, I'm going to quote myself. Once somebody's convicted and found guilty, you can kind of go, well, they're guilty of this.
True.
That's the controversial
true.
Statement.
Oh my God. If that's controversy now.
No, that's true.
However, this is me. I noted, if it comes out and turns out they didn't do this, I'll gladly eat crow.
There you go.
Yeah, you said that.
But there's really no crow. I just didn't understand it. Now I'm quoting me. Oh my God, I'm in some sort of weird. Elsewhere in this segment, they talk about Morgan saying that they had posted on our social media. That's true.
Man, she wants
and then
down.
I said this, to which I replied, there is no laughter at the expense of others. It was laughter on if that prison was fancy that the guy called us from that said he was staying. Yeah, they need to chill out. They didn't chill out.
No. But then she goes on to say, my mom's doing well. It sounds crazy for me to say that. All right, they're doing really well, but they are. My mom has made friends. She's keeping busy. She's going to church. She's working, and she's playing some spades.
More than what I'm doing. She's doing a lot over there. Yeah, they need to chill out. I understand it sucks, but I didn't do anything wrong. E! News reached out to Bobby Drop for comment. We didn't hear back.
Yeah, but Morgan, you got to shout out. This is awesome.
What
they reach out to you?
Yeah.
I don't know. I got a message and I didn't understand it. It goes, why do you think that you're the juror and the judge and can say their parents did it? And I thought to myself, no, there was a jury and a judge.
No, he didn't. He's just reading what the jury and judge decided.
Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, man.
Dude, this is great, I'm
even less of an idiot than I thought. I'm in controversy for saying, if the court said they're guilty, well, I guess they're guilty. Watch out, folks. God,
this is great.
All right, we're going to do the real news now. Yes, Amy, what would you like to say?
Well, I just feel like a lot of people are hurting in this process, and she's processing her parents being in jail, and clearly there's people that think that they're...
Also had parents in jail.
Yeah.
It sucks.
Yeah, it hurts. Huh?
Yeah, it sucks. Been there. So, yeah, but they didn't get millions of dollars, if I'm being honest. My parents didn't go to jail for stealing millions of dollars.
Oh,
it was other stuff. So, I'm not trying to get into, I have no interest. I don't even know what happened. That's why I kept asking Lunchbox.
Yeah, he did the report.
Yeah, I was like, what happened? Anyway, we're off of it.
Yeah, you're on MSN too.
Hey, have you got a letter back to visit him? Didn't you send a letter off?
Yeah, I haven't got it yet.
I don't think the good chances are very good.
I forgot about that.
Well, I don't know. You've said
many times
a nice
I enjoyed
guy.
Him. Yes.
Yeah, he was on the show, and that's why Lunchbox wants to go visit him. It's like they're nice people.
I started a GoFundMe for him.
Stop.
Okay, let's go over and do the news.
Bobby's Big Stories.
A politician in Brazil had to have a second surgery after doctors left a large pair of scissors in his intestines.
Oh.
They didn't realize it for 6 days. That's crazy that it was that long. I mean, also, don't you have a checklist? Because I hear a lot of these jobs, like, I'll watch these videos because I hate flying. I'm scared of flying. And I do it all the time. And I come on and listeners go, how do you get yourself to fly? But I watch sometimes these pilots. And they're like, all right, we're going to push this. Clear, clear. They go back and forth to make sure every single thing. Amy's husband, that was a pilot. We have pilot. Ray's cousin or somebody that's a pilot.
Yep.
I've been the checklist person before.
It's just like.
Yeah.
But they don't do that with surgery and go, scissors? Yeah, got them.
Yeah, they should.
Scalpels? Yeah, got them.
Got it.
Gloves? Oh, yeah. Crap. There's
Uh-oh.
One missing. You would think that would be a part of that. Yeah. So they call it a fiasco, which it is.
Yeah.
And so 6 days later, they had to go in and have another surgery to pull it out. That stinks. Starbucks overcharges a man more than $4,000 for a $10 coffee run. You know, sometimes you don't expect it to cost that much, but that's not that case. You go and you pick up like four coffees. You're like, I'll get all the coffees. And it's like, dang, $41? But that's different than $4,000. So that's what happened. They went and got a couple of Starbucks orders, and then the tip was for $4,000.
Oh, yeah. Man.
That's why you got to pay attention to your statements.
They discovered that Starbucks had given Jesse an additional charge of $4,444.44. Apparently, there was a network issue.
You don't say.
A network issue. But yeah, that's from Fox 23. Rare, medium, or well done? The science of a perfect steak, why you should never cook one from frozen. A bit of controversy on this show. I used to come on and go, I love my steak medium well, and I love my steak with A1 sauce. I don't care how good the meat is. The better the meat, the better, but it's even better if you put A1 and you go medium well. Well, then Ray comes in and goes, I see your medium well. I raise you to well done. Ray gets his burnt.
Yeah!
And he claims that's the only way he likes it. So we've been talking about that. And so we found this story. Experts have revealed to keep the meat tender, flavorsome, and full of vitamins that you got to pick the right cut. Older meat is tougher, and don't eat from frozen. Don't freeze to cook because it loses a lot of the nutrients in that quick transition.
Mm.
I would take a shower, a hot shower, and put it on the floor.
To defrost your meat.
To defrost the meat in my single days.
That's disgusting.
So
in the package, though.
But
still disgusting.
Yeah, still gross.
Like
but what's the difference?
Showering with meat.
The name of my band in high school. Thank you. Black Panther Wakanda Forever becomes the most streamed Marvel film on Disney Plus. Hey, Mike, when you were watching Black Panther for Movie Mike, the podcast, obviously it was an emotional movie because the original Black Panther had died.
Yep.
What's his name?
Chadwick Boseman.
Yes. Do you think you would have loved the movie even without the personal touch of him dying and knowing the story in it?
I think that adds a lot to it. That makes it way more emotional.
If that wouldn't have happened, let's say he just didn't come back, do you think the movie would have been as good? Or was it so good because of the personal story that we had with it because we loved the original? And for some reason, I mean, I didn't know him personally, but I was sad when he died. And I usually don't get sad when celebrities die. Maybe it was his cancer battle that he didn't tell anybody about and you realized all the secret and hidden struggle that he went through. Maybe that's why it touched me so much.
Yeah, I think that's why, because the entire movie deals with grief. So the fact of knowing that it actually happened in real life makes it so much more impactful.
You love it?
Oh, yeah. I've seen it like 3 times now.
And I don't watch any movie twice.
Wow. 3 times.
Sometimes I don't like to see you guys twice in a week. Hey, Morgan, you liked it too?
Yeah, it was so good. I cried a lot because of Chadwick Boseman.
I bet it's good. I got to be in the mood, though. To watch a superhero movie, that's going to make me sad as well.
It's long, too, I think.
Oh, there's no such thing as a movie under 7 hours now. It's ridiculous. That's the new old person thing. Back in my day, movies were 2 hours. A professor at Purdue is arrested for selling meth. A Purdue University professor was arrested after being accused of dealing meth and propositioning women.
Oh.
Dang.
At first, I thought it was going to be a Breaking Bad type thing, where he's like doing it to save the community or his family or something.
Doesn't sound like it.
Doesn't sound like that's really it at all, just according to what I'm reading here. This story's from Fox 59. According to Lafayette Police Department, Sergei Machere, 65, was arrested Wednesday after an investigation into reports of a suspicious male approaching women. He faces charges of making unlawful proposition, dealing methamphetamine, and possession of methamphetamine.
Wow.
And then it just goes on. He had been listed as a professor of aeronautical and astronautical engineering.
Whoa.
He had been at Purdue since 2014.
Oh my gosh.
He had been on leave. No, he's been placed on leave now and barred from campus. Yeah, that's hardcore.
65-year-old man.
I know that. Smart, the age too. Threw me.
Yeah, me too.
And the aeronautical.
I guess the age didn't to me. Men are creepy regardless. But the aeronautical thing did.
Yeah.
An Illinois woman's charged with stealing $1.5 million in chicken wings from the school district.
Ooh.
That's a lot of meat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, chicken wings are expensive though right now. And hard
to
get.
Yeah, but this is not inflation. This is not eggs.
I'm telling you, I've been looking for chicken wings.
No,
they're
I know, I
find.
Hear you, but it's not exactly the same thing.
He's been over a long period of time.
Yeah, this is a kind of a...
Okay.
Like macro versus micro.
Gotcha.
Her name's Vera Liddell, 66. She was working as director of food services in July of 2020. And so she placed hundreds of unauthorized food orders for food items, including 11,000 cases of chicken wings. The orders were placed separately from the district's legitimate orders. She was charged with continuing a financial crime. Now, did she keep the wings? Did she sell the wings? Were there ever wings?
I don't know what she did with them. They don't know because she would get to the school and get them, and she would never take them in the school.
That's what I'm wondering is,
yeah.
Like, did she have a big barbecue?
Football
like,
parties?
Yeah.
Like a Super Bowl?
She was known for having a heck of a Super Bowl party.
Yeah.
Kim Kardashian allegedly got paid $1 million to speak at a hedge fund event in Miami. The Kim getting paid $1 million to speak is a Kim appearance fee. But also, I will say this. She's pretty smart.
Yeah.
I know we have this idea of her, but she's pretty smart. If you ever hear her talking, she's done a lot of... You know, going back to school and
law school.
She has definitely a reputation because she's on a reality show, but she's actually a really smart person from the people that I know that know her. But all that to say, the $1 million is basically an appearance fee.
That's awesome.
But that's a crazy
appearance fee.
Yeah.
I'll appear anywhere for $1 million.
Yeah.
Dang, $1 million just to show up. Han Solo's gun is the most expensive prop gun ever sold at over $1 million. Han Solo's blaster from the original Star Wars trilogy, most expensive prop gun for $1,057,500 from 1977's Star Wars Episode IV, A New Hope. I recognize the gun, although I've not seen the movie. It's the handheld gun.
Yeah.
It's got a big scope thing on it.
Shoots lasers.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Eddie.
Yeah, man.
I didn't think it was a muzzleloader.
I took my dad to go watch that movie, and he was like, 30 minutes into the movie, he goes, yeah, right. Like, when one guy did a flip, I'm like, Dad, this is all fake.
It's all
this
fake.
This is the one
He's
thing.
He's like judging one thing. That's funny. Okay, that's the news. Thank you.
Those were Bobby's Big Stories.
Lunchbox wants to defend a celebrity. We'll get to that coming up in just a second. Also, your calls. This next Lunchbox defense segment could be a little controversial. Just going to let everybody know.
Okay.
But I'm going to let him have a second to do his thing, and then we may move away from it quickly. Okay? But everybody gets a voice, right?
Okay.
That's what we do here, right?
Yeah.
Teamwork. Back in a second. Okay, if you're in target circle, then you already know what I'm talking about, and if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody, because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circlecard. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer, and I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter The Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. Lunchbox has asked for a few minutes. He wants the floor to defend somebody. Okay, you got it. We could stop you at any point, but have at it. Who would you like to defend?
I want to defend Leo DiCaprio. People need to back off Leo. So what? He's dating a 19-year-old. Congratulations to Leo. I have always told you guys, once they graduate high school...
Wait, how old is he? How old is
DiCaprio? He is 46, I believe. Yeah. And she is 19. Guess
you know,
what?
Just starting with the sentence, I told you, once you graduate high school, it don't matter what you say after that almost. But go ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt. Go ahead.
I'm just saying, everybody's saying, oh, how disgusting Leo is, how terrible of a human he is. What do you mean? This girl can join the military and go die for our country, so why can he not date her?
Stop.
No, no.
No one's threatening to put him in prison.
No, everybody, oh, he's creep. We're not going to watch his
movie.
Okay,
but there's a difference in
creepy. Hold on. Hey, Leo agrees. Once they get that degree, feel free to kissy-kissy me.
What?
That was good effort.
When the tassel goes from the right to the left, they are officially on the market. They are officially okay to date because they're out of high school. She is 19 years old. She is an adult in the eyes of America. So why are we having a problem with Leo dating her? They met. They like each other. They like spending time with each other. So let them be. Love is love is love.
No one's threatening to put them in jail, and it's not a crime to say that people are creepy.
I am here with I want an apology because everybody says Leo.
But no one said anything to you about it. We haven't even discussed this off the air.
Yeah, I had no idea.
He's 48, she's 19. That's a little weird.
Yeah, it's definitely weird.
But also, I think there's something to say about somebody who grew up in Hollywood, and probably you are stunted in normal life, adult, like growth, responsibilities. I'm sure he hasn't had to. In a lot of his life, age much more than 12, 13, 14 years old.
Oh, gosh. Well, let's hope he
But I'm talking about just like emotional. I mean, we only grow to the point that we're forced to grow.
Mm-hmm.
We only get as strong as we're forced to get strong. Meaning we don't go and just volunteer. I'm going to go through a lot of extra hardship and get tough just for fun. No, no. We have resilience. We have tenacity. We have all of this strength that we gather because of crap that we've been through. We have maturity because we've gone through things that have made us mature. We don't ever choose. You know what? Today's Tuesday. I'm kind of bored. I want to go through something hard so I get stronger. No, but if DiCaprio's never had to go through a lot of this because he's been rich and good looking and a lot of, then maybe he is in some ways like a child.
You think Leo bonds with a 19-year-old?
Yeah, I do. Probably I do, yeah. And I think it's creepy too. I think it's weird, but it's not illegal.
Yeah,
Lunchbox is right. She's 18.
She's 19.
But there is an adult age. You know, I struggle with the adult age because it's not consistent in the States.
Right.
It should be an adult age, and then that's just it. You should be able to buy alcohol at 18. Or let's just make 21 the adult age.
Yeah.
This whole 18 or 21 or let's just have a just consistency. That's all I want. I mean, like, I don't care because I ain't dating a 19-year-old. It's weird. But I'm saying...
But say you're saying people should back off DiCaprio.
They aren't doing anything except making an opinion.
Yeah, she's making this decision, mm-hmm. too. Like, yeah. She's...
I actually don't really care that much, but it's weird if you ask me. A 48-year-old and a 19-year-old, what do they have to bond over? Well, probably that he's probably like a 21 or 22-year-old in his head. Ugh. Still.
It's almost like... You're 30 years old and you're dating someone that's just now born.
If I can put myself.
That's crazy, illegal.
I know,
I think
but
there
I mean,
are parts of me that are developed far beyond my age because I had to grow up very quickly. But I think there are parts of me that are emotionally stunted because I didn't. Because I didn't have healthy, loving relationships. My emotional age is not the same thing as like my professional age.
Yeah.
Or... And I'm just not the same as DiCaprio. I'm trying to make it, but it's tough. But yeah, 48 and 19 is tough.
So we stand with Leo.
No, I don't
stand
with
Leo.
But he shouldn't be thrown in jail. But it is a little creepy.
Is she a model?
She is. Yeah. Okay. She looks like every other girl he's dated.
She's smoking
but the other
hot.
Ones at least have been 23.
But have you seen her? I mean...
No, I haven't.
I haven't seen her either.
I didn't even know about this until now.
Yeah, we haven't talked about it. Lunchbox comes in like he's defending DiCaprio
he's
in this room.
So who's like mad about it? Just people online or something?
Yeah, but they're mad about everything.
Right.
Yes.
If I were to be like, hey, Eddie saved an orphan baby from the streets today as a bus was about to run on fire. And they'd be like, Eddie stood on the street. I can't believe you even got out there. He's such a, you know, people get mad at everything. So, okay, well, Lunchbox, do you feel better?
I do feel better. I'm glad you guys see my side and you agree with me.
She was -7 when Titanic came out.
Wow.
-7.
But that doesn't...
What do you mean that doesn't what?
You can't judge it by that.
Why?
She was in high school during COVID.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
That was not that long ago. Yeah, last year she was in high school. She's 19.
That's crazy.
But...
That's what?
She is... The tassel is gone from the left.
Yeah, we're not fighting you on that one.
Yeah, thank you. Once you get that degree, feel free.
No. Okay.
Kissy me.
Stop. One of those stories where I read it this morning before I came in, and I thought, I cannot wait to talk about this on the show because my mind was blown that this would even happen. I just want to hold. But the guy thought his wife cheated.
Oh, no.
And I just want to leave it there because if I give you any more, but I hadn't just the years and years and years and years that has come from this, then everybody was just so wrong. Crazy. Also, they found the Super Bowl script.
Yes, I've heard about this.
What is that?
Yeah, I'll tell you all about it in a second. Mind blown. There was a couple. They had a bunch of issues because he thought his wife cheated because once they got the baby, the DNA test didn't match up. And he's like, well, that's not me. Turns out they just gave him the wrong baby.
Oh, no.
There was not cheating. Oh, my gosh.
This is terrible.
A couple found out they were given the wrong baby at the hospital 5 years ago.
Oh, 5 years?
No.
They found their biological daughter in a foster home with the couple that had been raising her under investigation by Child Protective Services. The couple legally adopted their biological daughter and are raising her as a sister to the baby they thought was theirs. But just the headline when I read this, because all this sucks and it's sad.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
But it's like bizarre because the guy takes a paternity test. And he ain't the father, so he's like, you cheated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all sorts of drama.
And what you would just think, I'm not the dad? Who's the dad? And so, because they didn't take a maternity test, because the baby came out of her vagina.
For sure.
That they thought, they just gave her the wrong baby. Because right.
Dang.
So he's like, I ain't the dad, so somebody else is the dad.
And they stayed together?
So he accused her of cheating. So then they go and they, later on, just do a full DNA. After the big fight-ish about him cheating, DNA test finally comes back. It's not hers either. Then it rolls into how they found out the baby was given to them.
Oh, my goodness.
The wrong one.
Yeah, because like 4 years, you start seeing the kid. You're like, hey, this kid doesn't resemble either one of us. Something's up.
The hospital gave him the wrong baby. They tracked down all of that I told you about. The couple, they've chosen to remain anonymous, adopted their biological child, which is a weird thing to say. They adopted their biological child. But they had to...
That's 5 years lost with their child.
Raising her as a sister from Your Tango. That story is equally, again, bizarre.
Sure.
Because of the moment where it's like, you cheated on me, and they get into a massive fight. And she's like, no, I didn't. And then the DNA test, it's not hers. And they go find that. That's, if the kid ends up being like an astronaut or something, that's a movie.
Yeah.
That's true. Or it's could just write that movie.
It's all, yeah. The stage is set.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
And yeah. So sad.
So there's a Super Bowl script, apparently, Amy. You ever heard of this?
No.
So apparently everything's scripted out, even the games we see.
Like the plays?
Everything.
Well, so they do script out like maybe the first 10 plays in a game. That's known. But they claim there's a script for the Super Bowl and who's going to win. They already know, et cetera. And they found it. So it's gone viral. The final score will be 37-34. They found the script. The Eagles should win. And then everybody started betting on it on all the sites. DraftKings reports that became the most popular score bet.
Well, so where does the script live? Like, how'd they find it?
It's script.com.
Super Bowl script.
Well, every player gets it, right?
Yeah, of course. They got to follow it, right? There are tons of conspiracies. Mm-hmm. Conspiracies can be on, as you know,
everything.
Assassinations, government.
The moon.
Yes. This is the theory is that the Super Bowl is already scripted out ahead of time.
I like it.
I'm here to tell you it ain't true.
It's so cool.
But if it does end up 37-34, that's crazy. But here's the thing. If this was the script and it was found, they have
They're
to change the script.
Now.
Yeah. You can rewrite it. You have time.
Very, like Eddie said, you just write it different. That's it. All right. Glad you guys are here. I want to talk to Lorraine in Pensacola, Florida, because earlier we're talking about a surgery and the guy had scissors left in him for 6 days. Then he has to go back and have surgery again to get the scissors taken out. And I'm like, is there not a list? Do you not put them in something to go, well, we're missing the scissors. Lorraine, tell me what's happening here.
Good morning, studio. That's crazy.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, sir. I'm a nurse practitioner in Florida, like you just said, but I used to work OR. And at the beginning of every case, you do a major count for all instruments, sponges, and everything. And in the middle of the case, you do another count. You're constantly counting sponges for blood loss.
Oof.
If there's ever a doubt, you do an account. And before they close up, you're doing a count.
I'd lose sponges like crazy. I can't even wash dishes without losing a sponge, much less a surgery when you...
Yeah.
Exactly. This freaks me out because I'm having surgery in the morning.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, no.
You'll be fine. You're in. You see how detailed you guys are, right?
Unless she's
like, yeah, of course.
But also, maybe it's good because you can go in and remind them, hey, make sure you count everything.
Yeah, the sponges, that's tricky because they all look the same.
Uh-huh.
Who knows how many you came in with? Yeah, did you bring Brillo pads from home accidentally? Dang. All right, Lorraine, I appreciate that call. Good luck on your surgery. I hope everything turns out okay.
Thank you. Right. And go Eagles, roll tide.
Gotta throw that
in. There you go, woo pig. I did stay up last night and watch the Arkansas-Kentucky basketball game, which, holy moly, the game didn't start until 9 Eastern.
Mm-hmm.
So 8 Central, but those folks in Kentucky, the game didn't start until 9 p.m., because it was a late TV game. Can you imagine? Last night was a Tuesday night.
Yeah,
going to a game at 9 p.m. So I was up late. My fingernails hurt because I bite my fingernails like crazy. I get hangnails in the course of like 6 hours. I'm in before the show just complaining to Amy. My hands hurt so bad because I ate my fingernails the whole time.
I know. It made me think that Arkansas lost. And I was like, wait, did y'all win? You're like, yeah. I'm like, oh.
I even eat the skin off the top of my fingers. I get so nervous. I know. I hate me for it. I'm disgusting. It doesn't really match with the rest of the way I live my life. With eating my fingernails, but I usually only do it when I get really nervous.
And I'm sure you pre-wash.
Oh, yeah, I wash my hands. I'll wash in the middle of it, too.
You wash and then bite.
Keep them clean. Yeah.
But I do. Maybe that's why they're so bad, but then I have boxes of Band-Aids, and I understand after a game, I have to get the box of Band-Aids out, and I wrap like 5 or 6 fingers, basically until the next game.
Mm.
And then I do it again. I eat the fingernail, and then I get so nervous, I eat the top skin of it off and spit it off.
You should leave the Band-Aids on during the game.
Yeah, that'd be better.
You know,
or like put some catnip
mittens.
On there.
No, none of this makes sense to me. Okay. I agree. And I'm not putting my hands in catnip.
Just saying.
I don't even know what catnip is.
duct tape mittens on.
Absolutely. I hear you. I understand that it's crazy. But I was up all night. And then I watched LeBron break the scoring record last night. I stayed up to watch that. And then I fell asleep.
Late.
It was late. Because that was in L.A.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to miss it. Because I'm next up.
To break the record?
Yeah, I think I've been training, you know? Eddie and I worked out yesterday. There's a picture of Eddie.
Oh, I saw. He looked the same in both pictures, but it was totally different times. But it's like he looked the same, which is like defeated.
Eddie goes hard. Oh, I got proud of him.
Yeah, I mean, not
we
in a
work
bad
out
way,
hard.
But.
Like, we work out hard. You could see us. I don't know. There's nothing to see. Just us working out, dying.
Mm-hmm.
But Mr. Bobby Bones. But that was my day. Worked all day. I did a Bobby Cast with For King and Country, which will probably go up next week.
Which that's awesome.
Which is really good because we just talked for an hour about their life. And I've only recently got to know them pretty well. And their sister is a very famous Christian singer. But I didn't know her because when I was really into Christian music, I went to see Carmen, Michael W. Smith. It was all that group. And then I was listening to hip hop and pop and country and alternative. But then now that it's kind of back, so I went out and then came back in at them. So I missed her.
Rebecca St. James.
And they were talking, I didn't know her name. But they were talking about how forever they didn't talk about her because they didn't want to, because she was such a big deal that they didn't want to be known as Rebecca St. James' brothers.
Wow, what a family.
But I said to them, I don't know who she is. And they were like, cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
We like that.
But apparently it's a super talented family. They moved from Australia, had no money, lived in a house with no furniture. It's a crazy story. That'll be next week. Bobbycast. But for now, I'm going to wrap my fingers up. Everybody feel good?
Yeah.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Pennsylvania. State police got a call about someone breaking into a coal factory, and they respond, and the guy runs off. They don't know where he is, and they walk around the back of the building like, huh, here's some footprints. In the snow, they follow him into the woods, and they found the guy hiding.
Easy breezy.
Yeah.
Every time.
I would think it was so easy it was a trick. Wait, why are there M&Ms leading us right to someone's path? Okay.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
Eddie saw a celebrity in the wild.
It's always amazing when you do that. Like, it's like, wow, that's really him.
Is it Al Dean or Church?
Nope.
Because that's always who it is with you. It's Al Dean at the pizza place or Church at the ball field.
Usually anyone with kids. And this is the same scenario, but it's not them too.
And it's not Jimmy Allen.
Nope.
Okay. So we'll each get three yes or no questions, see if we can get it, okay? Who was the celebrity that Eddie saw in the wild? He already said he, so we know it's a guy.
Yeah,
I realize that.
Is it someone in country music?
Yes.
Is he married?
Yes.
Has he been in this studio?
Yes.
Oh.
I mean, you guys are hot.
Yeah, we're rolling pretty good, aren't we?
You guys are real hot.
Is it a solo artist?
Yes.
Does he wear a hat?
No.
Oh.
Like a cowboy hat?
Yeah, does he always have a hat on?
No,
sure.
No.
Okay.
Is his spouse famous?
Could be.
So, moderately?
Yeah, moderately.
Has he had a number one song in the past 3 years?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Ooh.
Man, you guys are on a roll. Okay, you should have it by now.
Yeah, I know.
No, we shouldn't. He can visualize it in his head.
Lots of yeses, guys.
Yes, but you can see it in your own head.
Does he have brown hair?
Oh, that's too generic.
No, it's not.
You're not leading us anywhere with that.
Oh.
Like dark hair? Is that brown hair?
Oh, I don't know.
Go ahead.
Yes.
Okay.
Is he part of a television show regularly?
No.
Oh, that would be Charles Esten.
Yeah.
Is that who you're thinking?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
No. Dang it.
Three questions, guys. Do you want more?
No. We should guess now.
You want me to give you a hint?
No. Let's take our guesses. It's a solo artist, number one song in the last few years. I'm going to go Randy Houser.
Ooh, good guess. No.
No, you said cowboy hat. He wears a cowboy hat now.
He does.
Amy?
Dang. In the wild...
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Not like in the forest.
Well, not also in Eddie's house.
Jordan Davis.
No.
Lee Bryce.
No. All good guesses, but no.
Who was it?
Thomas Rhett. T-Rhett.
Dang.
I was at my kid's basketball game, and he runs in with his daughter. She's playing in the game, too. And I'm like, hey, T-Rhett. He looks at me, what's up, dude? And then goes, he's in the opposite. We sat on opposite sides of the court because my team, his team. So that day, we were not friends.
Were you playing against each other's teams?
Yeah, my son was playing his daughter's team.
Mm-hmm.
They're babies. They're like 4 years old.
Did he know who you were?
Yeah.
Or was he just like, that's just somebody yelling at
him? I mean, I didn't yell at him. We made eye contact, and I was like, what's up, dude?
Okay, he had no idea.
Dang it. You really think that?
He had no idea.
Oh, my God.
Okay, thank you, Eddie.
T-Red.
Okay, you can stop saying T-Red.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, that's it. We'll see you tomorrow. Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. Bye, everybody.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.
Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. I love bacon. It's hard to find somebody who doesn't love bacon. All bacon's good, right? Yeah, but some bacon is next level. And when I talk about next level, I'm talking about Right brand bacon. We had so much up here that the guys on the show were fighting for it. Eddie posted a big case of it that he took home. Right brand is the number one thick cut, hand trimmed, real wood smoked bacon. You just have to try it to believe. So, bacon lovers, do yourself a big favor. Go out and get yourself some Right brand bacon today. It's time you experience bacon the right way.